I think that it's hard for people to wrap their mind around how one goes about making a dance representation of something as profound and catastrophic as the events of the Holocaust. My goal is to make an explanation about how an artist goes about this process, how one informs himself, and then how one allows that knowledge and experience to manifest itself through the practice of dance making.
So how do you express that through ballet, through dance?
Well, you know, when I first started, I thought it was going to be extremely difficult. Once you understand the horrific nature of what happened and you're able to talk with people who actually experienced it, you understand pretty quickly it's a complicated issue. But as I developed the project, I realized that the perpetrators of this horrific crime were very good documentarians, and they left a lot of visual information through films and through photography. These pictures are so graphic, and they are telling a story. You see a family perched on the edge of a ditch that they dug themselves with a gun behind their heads. You don't need words to explain what is about to happen or what did happen. So the human body is really unusually adept at telling these sort of metaphoric stories without words.
Your ballet has traveled to many different cities in the United States.
Yeah.
What have been some of the reactions from audiences?
Well, I think that it depends on the city in which it's being shown. This past September, we did 5 performances in Israel. One thing that was just really striking to me is in the dance, there is a siren soundscape to sort of reference our survivor transport and all the things that she would have experienced during that period of time. And it's a 12-minute siren soundscape that's very, very intense. Well, in America, you know, and people are like, oh, siren, after 12 minutes is very grating and irritating. In Israel, the siren's sound is a way to remember, as a way for people to stop what they're doing, wherever they are, and just remember. But the thing I didn't realize was that these sirens also sound when there is imminent danger of a Scud missile coming in into the country that's being lobbed from somewhere outside of the border. And so it was really interesting to watch the audience's reaction when those sirens began. Is this a siren that means real danger for me? Is this a theatrical siren? Either way, there was a lot of anxiety in the room that would have been different than with an American audience.
How have you been impacted on the long term by this project?
It's difficult to live in this information every day, but it also reminds me of our responsibility. We are all responsible to do what we can, where we can, and we all, you know, implicitly know that we should stand for the good. But in this project, we really affirm it every time we step out onto the stage. You know, you're learning about immorality at its highest level. I'm really pleased to be able to present this work to people who may not know about it. And as excited as I am about it, I also am very aware that I'm doing this work on the history of 6 million murders. And so I'm privileged to be here tonight.